listeners of A-Seat English, welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的老外来了。This is 翩翩。哎 ，Sayla， 你知道最近美国的这个 Stephen Will White 去世了吗？你知道吧
？Really? That is so sad. What is he known for?
啊，你不知道他吗？他是那个 the creator of GIF.
Oh, the GIF, like the moving picture.
Exactly, 就是动图 GIF， 他的一个就是 creator.
Wow, I didn't realize that was something to be invented.
当然有人要去发明这个东西了，然后所以搞得我们这个 social media platforms 才是一个 fun place.
Yeah, that is so heartbreaking and so sad that he passed away.
对，所以呢，我截取了两个外媒上面的一些 comments, 一些评论哈，看他们都是怎么说的。
Yeah, so it looks like one said, I saw Stephen Wilhite died, but I didn't know it was from COVID. Terrible man, this demon has robbed us of so much.
对，哎，看到他去世的消息了，但是没想到 it was from COVID, 没想是因为这个新冠哈，太可怕了。这个恶魔夺走了我们太多，的确是。
Yeah, the demon being COVID has taken away so much.
Exactly. 还有人呢在感叹一个可怕的事实。
Yeah, people are still dying from COVID-19 almost over 2 years later.
Yeah, 有人感叹说呢新冠病毒依旧在夺人性命。
Mm-hmm.
哎 ,Sayla, 你前段时间不也中招了吗
?Yeah, in January of this year, I finally got COVID.
哎你怎么还说 finally 呢终于得了。
Because it feels like all of my friends and family got it, and I was the last one, so I was just waiting my turn.
那我们今天呢，就聊一聊 Sayla 感染新冠这事儿吧，可以教教大家学会相关的一些词汇哈。
Mm-hmm. Yes, maybe a little bit of depressing English vocabulary, but maybe interesting too.
depressing, yeah. 首先呢，新冠病毒是什么呢
？COVID-19, or you can just say COVID.
大家呢，一般都是说 COVID. 那最近的这个variant 变异毒株叫做什么呢
？The most recent variant is called Omicron.
Omicron. 哎，你当时是怎么感染的 ？How did you get COVID?
I actually don't know how I got it. At the time, everyone was getting it. It was going everywhere because Omicron is very contagious. So I don't know where I got it.
病毒特别狡猾，这个奥密克戎哈 ，even more tricky.
Yeah, Omicron was a very tricky, and it spread a lot more easily than the other variants.
所以你也不知道是在哪得的。
Yeah, I could have been at school or work or traveling. I have no idea.
那你当时是怎么发现你得了这个 COVID? How did you discover you had COVID?
So I went to bed the night before, felt very tired, had a little bit of a sore throat.
嗓子疼哈 sore throat.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was a lot. I said, oh, maybe I'm just tired, have a long day. And then the next morning, I had a fever.
发烧了 had a fever. 然后呢还有吗
And then I had a runny nose and my throat really hurt.
Had a runny nose, 就流鼻涕。然后这个第二天这个嗓子就是 really hurt, 超疼。
And then I knew something was wrong.Because that's more than your usual sickness. So I called my roommate and asked her to go to the pharmacy to get an at-home test kit.
Oh, 对了，你们那个 pharmacy 药房里面会有卖那个 at-home test kit， 就是可以在家做这种核酸检测的这种测试盒，对不对？
Yeah, an at-home test kit. They're very easy. They are easy to use and with very small boxes, and they a little bit look like a pregnancy test.
啊，对，就跟那个验孕棒很像哈。这个多少钱一盒呢
？Probably about $20 or $30.
啊 $20 or $30. 然后呢，显示阳性了吗 ？Positive.
Yeah, I took it and it was positive almost immediately.
很灵敏哈，立马显示 positive 阳性。
Yeah, usually you wait like, I think 5 to 10 minutes to see if it becomes positive, but mine was positive in 30 seconds. And then I took another one just in case, and the second one was also positive.
那就确定 positive 无疑了哈。那你当时是什么情况呀？什么症状呢？就是 what were your feelings and symptoms?
Yeah, so I had a fever, really high fever for about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
In Fahrenheit, I don't know how much in Celsius, it was 103.1 fever.
发高烧发了三天哈。Had a high fever for about three days.
Mm-hmm. And then for the first 2 days, I was very nauseous.
头两天超级 nauseous, 恶心 nauseous. 你吐了没有？
Yes, I did. I threw up for 2 days. I could not eat anything, could not drink anything. If I stood up too long, I would just throw up.
挺严重的哈还。
Yeah, and I just felt so dizzy and tired and had no energy.
这个的确是 more than the usual sickness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I didn't eat any food, so then I was more tired. Then finally, maybe around the third day, my fever broke, and I was able to eat more again, and I mostly just felt tired.
那个烧退下去，你刚才说的是 the fever broke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it、
就是、
broke.
就退烧了 My fever broke、mm-hmm. 你知道吗就上周 Vip 在澳洲也得了这个 COVID
Oh really?
对然后他说他感觉 tasteless 你当时有这个情况吗、
No, I thankfully did not lose my taste I think because I got Omicron、mm-hmm. This variant doesn't really change your taste、
mm-hmm.
And also I was vaccinated And so that helped me not lose my taste、
也可能是因为 vaccine 但是 Vip 好像也是 vaccine 他也打疫苗了、
oh.
Yeah, 可能也是因为每个人的这个 symptoms 是不太一样的哈。
Yeah, I'm very thankful that I did not lose my taste. Even though I could not eat, I wanted to enjoy my food later.
对，但是就是说如果你是 tasteless, 当时也不会那么 nauseous, 也不会那么恶心吧。
That's true, that's true. We'll never know. Maybe I should get COVID again and try and see what happens.
No, no. 那你觉得有后遗症吗？有没有这个 post-COVID symptoms?
Yes, I definitely had some post-COVID symptoms. I think、mm-hmm. I had what people call COVID brain、mm-hmm. for maybe about a week after.、
Mm-hmm. 就是差不多有一周的时间有这个 COVID brain. 就感觉大脑也有这个 COVID, 对不对
Yes, I just felt very tired and couldn't focus, couldn't think. My brain was like turned off.
但只是一周的时间哈。
Yeah, I was probably tired, very sleepy for 2 weeks, but COVID brain just maybe 1 week.
但之后就没事了是吧
After that, I'm fine.
但是我记得当时好像一周之后你刚刚好的时候咱们还录过一次 podcast, 所以那次的时候你是 recording the podcast with the COVID brain.
Yes, yes. I remember I was trying so hard to focus on that podcast and my brain was just 不能用 could not use it.
但是总之呢你这个还是属于轻症是属于 mild case.
Yeah, overall, they were mild, but I think for people my age, it was more serious. Most people that are young and vaccinated maybe only had a fever, but they will not throw up. So I think I probably had maybe medium symptoms.
Yeah, yeah. Medium, 中症对吧、然后这个 serious case,就属于重症
was not serious to have to go to the hospital or anything.
Yeah, 你就之前是打过疫苗的对吧
Yes, I did get vaccinated.
So did you get both doses? 你打了两针都打了吗
Yes, I did. I got both doses. And actually the funny story is the day I got COVID was the same day I had an appointment to get my booster shot.
感染 COVID 那天其实是应该要去打那个 booster, 就能打那个加强针的是那天是不是
Yes, so I went online to cancel my booster appointment and it said, 你为什么要取消 this appointment? Why do you want to cancel? And I had to write, I got COVID positive test.
所以呢你不知道这个 COVID 和明天哪个先来赶紧去打 boosters.
Yes, and now I can't, I have to wait to get my booster because it has not been long enough yet since I had COVID. So I still do not have my booster.
那你当时隔离了吧 How was being in quarantine? 隔离的感觉怎么样
Yeah, I had to be in quarantine for 5 full days in my own room.
在自己的房间隔离了5整天 be in quarantine for 5 full days. 哎，你有室友是不是？
Yeah, I live in a house with three other girls. So I only left my room to use the bathroom, and I was the only one to use that bathroom. All of them had to use the other bathroom.
除了去洗手间不能出门，然后这个洗手间也是跟室友分开来用的哈。那你吃饭怎么办呢？
My roommates would bring up a tray of food for me for every meal, like a hotel.
Really? That's very nice of them.
Yeah, it was nice of them, and they made some very delicious meals, but I was not hungry, so I did not eat them often.
对啊，你还 nauseous, 你还恶心呢。
Yeah, but because I felt so sick, quarantine was not too bad because all I wanted to do was lay in bed and sleep.
Exactly. 前段时间我们青岛这边也有这个 increasing cases.So we had been in quarantine for a few days. 一开始还觉得蛮好的哈，可以休息休息，可以 lay in bed.
Yeah, but the last 2 days, when I started feeling better, my fever broke, I got very bored of watching TV and being by myself.
憋坏了哈。哎，那你耽误上学了没有？
Yeah, for a few of the days, I still had to do school and homework online, even though I was sick.
Wow.得新冠期间还得在网上听课写作业哈。
Yes, they would send me recordings or watch on Zoom, and so I would lay in bed and watch class.
那你隔离期间整个五天 five full days 就没有出门是吧？
Well, one night I had a social distance dinner with my roommates outside.
啊，真的吗？在美国，你感染新冠的话，隔离期间还可以出去跟朋友一起在室外吃饭。就只要保持一定的 distance 就可以是吧？好像美国人把这个叫做 social distance dinner. Social distance 就是说你要保持一定距离。这种 dinner 呢，就叫做 social distanced dinner.真是不可思议哈。
Yeah, a social distanced dinner. When someone in America gets COVID, there's no, hospital or doctor or anyone that is telling you what you can and cannot do. So I can do whatever I want, but I'm smart and I made the right choice and stayed by myself, but there was no one stopping me from going anywhere.
哇、wow, 也就是说在美国的话你得了这个新冠之后不会有大夫或者护士去告诉你应该做什么对吧、
mm-hmm.
然后就是没有任何的指导就全靠你自己幸亏你比较 smart、
yes.
made the right choice 把自己给救过来了
yes, I did make the right choice, yes because one of my roommates is in nursing school so she is around a lot of old patients so I did not want to infect her、so for the dinner I sat 6 feet away from them and ate and we talked outsideJust so I could be with other people.
总之呢，在美国，如果你得了这个 COVID, 你总之是要 survive by yourself.
Unless you get it really serious and need to be in the hospital, no one is going to help you.
而且也没有人去管你在家隔离啊，或者看着你什么的。
Yeah, you are on your own.
那你当时怎么治疗的呢？就是 how did you feel better?
I felt better by taking medicine and resting and mostly just waiting it out.
那你怎么知道要吃什么 medicine 呢？
I just took medicine that helped my fever go away and that would make me sleep well and anything that helps you when you have a cold, I took that kind of medicine.
也就是差不多你只是在 take some fever reducing medication.
Yes.
退烧的专门就是哈。Wow. 那你什么时候解除隔离的呢？
So I got out of quarantine on the 6th day, after 5 full days, but my university said I could not return to school until I was 24 hours fever-free without taking a fever-reducing medication.
也就是不使用退烧药 without fever reducing medication 24小时之后不发烧的话、就是如果这个 fever free 的话就可以回学校了、
And then even after that if I was at school I had to wear a mask for 1 week after、I had COVID and then after that week I was okay
总之呢还是因为 Sila 比较年轻哈年轻这一代如果得的话、还是比较容易能够 survive 过去的但如果是年纪大的或者说有一些基础疾病的就比较容易有生命的危险、
Yeah, it is a lot more risky and dangerous for people that are older or have other conditions
总之呢就像美国网友说的 People are still dying from COVID、但是这个如果落到任何一个家庭里都是承担不起的代价、所以呢希望大家在疫情期间呢还是要 要戴好口罩，做好防护。
Yes, everyone stay safe, stay healthy, and take care of each other.
那好，那我们今天的节目呢，就做到这里。大家如果有什么想说的，或者有什么想问的，有什么想留言的，都可以告诉我们。
Thank you so much for listening.
Take care, everyone. See you next time. Bye bye.
Bye.
Be your hero. I don't wanna be a big man. I just wanna fight with everyone else. Your masquerade. I don't wanna be a part of your parade. Everyone deserves a chance to walk with everyone else.